And it's that time of the program to welcome Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News, and take a look at some of the headlines that he's bringing us this week. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Foster. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you on with us in this winter wonderland.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
I think, wasn't that the old license plate for us? Water, winter, wonderland, or something like that?
Water, winter, wonderland. Yep, I'm not sure. That was when I was a kid, but I can't remember when they changed it.
Yeah. All right, Mike, let's talk about some of the headlines that you have there. I see one here is the American Center for Mobility is now open for business.
Yeah, that's a really big facility. It's a 500-acre facility on the old Willow Run Airport, where way back in World War II, even before you were born there, Foster, they built B-24 bombers there. Ford did, and now it's a state. It's still in development. Take another year or so, but it's going to be a state-of-the-art proving grounds for testing autonomous vehicle technology.
Wow.
And it actually opened on December 11th. Visteon was out there, one of the founders that have contributed $45 million towards it. And Toyota was out there testing. And they did theirs on Wednesday when that second snowstorm hit. very good conditions. I mean, they're pretty extreme.
That's a real test. Do you miss that? Gary Baker, do you miss that? You know, the snow?
You got to be kidding me. Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here in a bathing suit and flip-flops.
What's the temperature down there right now? Is that
it's after dark now, so it's probably dropped down to 75.
Oh, jeez. Suffer. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's see. Another headline for us here is that ITC Lighting is lighting up the electric transmission towers for the holiday season. That's kind of cool. They're the people who have the high tension power lines, right?
Yeah, 150-foot transmission towers.
Wow.
There's one right on 94 between Ann Arbor and Detroit that's all lit up, but there's 10 others around the state. And, the happy holidays, and that's a lot of lights, too.
Yeah, it certainly is, yeah.
But I think they can afford it. You know, they're the dominant transmission company here in the state. Just they do this little festive thing, and you've got the one I was making reference to is near Belleville, and they have other ones around the state at Bridgeport and Brownstown Township and Gaylord, Grand Rapids, and the list goes on and on. But in Sterling Heights as well, one of their offices. So, a little festive there as we close in on Christmas.
That's kind of neat that they would do that. So a little of the holiday spirit is on the high-tension lines throughout our state of Michigan, the ones that are run by ITC. Here's a news item and something that I'm looking forward to, and that is CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, 2018 is coming up, and already we're starting to talk about it. And there are three big trends in your article with a tiny thing in common. First of all, what are the three big trends?
Well, this comes from our friends at Airfoil Public Relations, who would most of their clients are technology focused. Lisa Valley Smith and her company, and the trends are: our cities are becoming sentient. Smart cities, essentially, and that the CTA predicts that there'll be 88 smart cities around the globe by 2025.
Wow.
And sort of tying in with our first story, that was one of their predictions that they would have autonomous 2 and 3 vehicles, which is not quite to the point where, drive you home, I've been drinking too much kind of thing. But and these smart cities, that these types of autonomous vehicles would work well because they would be set up with all the gadgets and sensors and whatnot they would need.
Yeah.
Another big one is virtual reality and augmented reality, which, of course, we've talked about a lot. And,
yes.
I've seen that myself, and it's a huge wave that's coming. That's the other one is riding shotgun reinvented. The smarter cities, highways, and traffic lights of the future will likely communicate directly to your car. As we've said, all this stuff is magically tying in together. Smart cities, smart vehicles, you know, for us people that aren't so smart, so we can, you know, that do bad things and then want to get home but don't want to have a visit with the state police. Well, there you go, right? So, what do they all have in common? The VR headsets. And we have a number of companies in Southeast Michigan that make the VR headsets. So all this is really great news. I mean, this is stuff we cover all the time, and this is stuff that's being developed right here in Southeast Michigan.
Boy, you know what's interesting, Gary and Cal is involved here too, and Ed now on the microphone, you know, is how this area has really nimbly shifted from being the nuts and bolts manufacturing kind of center of the country to a place where we're now getting into the augmented reality and virtual reality. It's been a complete transformation.
Well, you know, we haven't left being the motor city.
No.
But now we've just added the mobility city as well. And it's, you know, it's both and.
Yes. But I think,
and when you think about it, the big consumers of this type of technology here in the United States, many of them, if not most of them, are right here in Michigan. So,
yeah, we have more engineers per capita in Michigan than any other state.
Really?
Yeah, and we almost have as many as California, and California has four times the population.
Wow.
So, I mean, most of those are focused in the arc, you know, the 10-county arc, from Flint to Ann Arbor and, you know, this, what we know as Southeast Michigan, and most of them are tied in some way or another with auto industry, auto suppliers, but not all of them. You know, I mean, we've got a really nice technology community growing up here, and they're pivoting quickly because, I mean, everybody's seeing this. In fact, you know, I'm shifting my coverage more and more into this because this is where it's at, and this is what everybody wants to know about.
Well, you use the word pivoting, and I think that's interesting because that really is what's been going on here. Taking, you know, we're still on the same axis, if you will, and we're shifting our view a little bit to include other technologies.
If anything, you know, it kind of goes back to when I first joined you guys, and Gary used to always use a word a lot back then because it was very big, but it's convergence. And it's convergence of technologies that are driving that force. You have the convergence of high tech coming into the automobile cockpit and under the hood and all through the automobile. And therefore, it, you know, it requires this growth in the technology field that we have in this area.
Mm, it certainly is. Mike, tell people how they can get your MI Tech News delivered to their very door or to their computer.
Yeah, right. We don't. I did that when I was 11. I don't do that anymore. But with no paper, but certainly all digital. And you can get it at mitechnews.com. You can just come to the website and surf around, see what you like. We have a lot of different things we cover. Of course, all technology focused, as well as entrepreneur, which is what I am. And so I try to support my fellow entrepreneurs as best I can, with telling them what the trends are and what events are and tips that we get from all of our various partners. So we try to be a full-service operation. And then you can get the newsletters that come out Wednesday and Friday if you want it pushed to you. We also have video, as you know, and, of course, podcasting. We pick up your podcast and trumpet it out to everybody, as well as the one that I do with Matt Rausch.
That's excellent. Mike, thanks so much for being with us and providing this wonderful service for us. You take care. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Russ. You guys have a great one, too.